AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Heavy rains have forced the closure of major highways in Northern California. A report from KOVR-TV reporter Ashley Sharp.
On Highway 99, about 30 people were rescued from stranded vehicles as the highway became impassable very quickly, and about a dozen or so cars had to be left behind. Fire engines came out here to get those people who were trapped to safety overnight. I'm told all of those people were okay. Some of them were standing on their vehicles, on top of their cars, to get away from the water that was rushing inside.
There's been an attack on New York City police officers, says WCBS-TV reporter Christina Fahn.
Officials say a 19-year-old armed with a machete swung at an officer outside a security screening zone, then went after two others.
One officer, an 8-year veteran, suffered a laceration to the head. The second officer, who graduated the police academy on Friday, was also struck in the head, resulting in a skull fracture and large laceration.
One of the officers under attack fired their service weapon, hitting the suspect in the shoulder.
A New Year's Day gas explosion has caused the collapse of homes in Port Richmond, Pennsylvania. Two neighbors spoke with KYW-TV reporter Marcella Baietto after rescuing a victim.
Through the dust and debris, Kimberly and a group of neighbors spotted a leg trapped under a piece of plywood.
Myself and two other gentlemen lifted it up, and lo and behold, it was an older woman, I would say probably in her 80s, in her nightgown.
We pulled her out of the corner house.
Russia marked the new year with new attacks on Ukraine. CBS's Ian Lee is in Mykolaiv, Ukraine.
Shortly after midnight, air raid sirens rang in the new year, only to be replaced by defiant cries, "Glory to Ukraine in 2023.
Speaking with people here, they're optimistic Ukraine will win this year, maybe because the alternative is unthinkable.
Russia launched drone attacks again early on Monday. Hundreds of thousands of people will line the streets of Chile, Pasadena, California Monday for the Rose Parade. Some of them already are saving their spot.
Yeah, it is super cold, but I like the environment. I like that I'm not the only one doing it, so we're all in this together.
The New York Jets were playoff contenders a month ago. Sunday, they lost to the Seattle Seahawks 23-6 and were eliminated from postseason play. For the 12th straight season, the Jets won't be part of the NFL playoffs. That's the longest active drought in the league. The Jets are 7-9. They last reached the postseason in 2011. They'll finish with a losing record for the 7th straight season after losing 5 games. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3960.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish
what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, and our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And by the way, if we're going to talk about crime, maybe we ought to talk about the crimes committed by their former president down at Mar-a-Lago and elsewhere. And let's remember, when they use crime, they're often using it as a pretext to talk about race. And in my own district, the local NAACP and community leaders are up in arms this morning because the big outside dark money groups are sending around flyers that are only African Americans pictured committing crimes. So we know what they're doing. This isn't just a debate about crime. This is an avenue into an ugly conversation where they're trying to use race to divide Americans. So it's about public safety, yeah, of course, but let's also call it what it is.
Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, like a barnacle on the bottom of the SS Stephanie, Ron is still here. But well, thank God for Francois. Oh, professionals.
I think we got your number. Friend of love. I think we got you all with us.
Friend Most of you got them.
In the basement way down under. Friend of love. But you really don't remember. Was it something Steffi said? All those voices in her head. Calling friends you love. Friend of love. Friend of love.
Fired up. Ready to go for Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour tomorrow. Ron is still here because I'm sure you have a favorite Ron on the Road Sexy Liberal Tour story, don't you?
Cheese curds.
That's what I said. Cheese curds.
Oh, in Madison?
Wisconsin.
Yeah. What is that story? I hadn't heard that.
Seen a person more focused in my life on getting some cheese curds than this man. Have you ever seen, like, when surgeons, like, they show surgeons and they're like, listening to music and stuff? That's not Ron. Mm-mm. Not when there's cheese curds on the line.
No, when there's cheese. No. Yeah.
No radio. No talking about nothing else. We waited in line to get into this restaurant. Yeah. You couldn't stand the waiting stuff. You went on a walk.
Yeah.
You kept walking around the block. And Ron was like, if she messes up us getting to our table and I don't get these cheese curds.
Yeah. You know what?
There's
you
going
don't,
to be hell to pay.
The thing is, you went there for the hungry years, Sexy Liberal Tour, when... The very first show in Madison.
No,
the very first show with Hal.
We couldn't afford it.
Yeah, Ron rented absolutely the smallest rental car that was possible to rent, and John Fugelsang, as you know, has the longest penis, legs in the world, and so he was in the back seat, like it was like a gynecologist, because his legs had to go up to the front seat where Hal and I were squished. Because that was the only car apparently we could afford was the So that was the pre-cheese years, Frangela. You were here at least you got here for the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Remember though when he rented that truck that one time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really suspicious, like maybe he was a serial killer using the tour as a cover and the truck was to transport bodies.
Jesus.
I mean, granted, it was free government cheese because, you know, we're liberal socialists, but still, you got here for the cheese.
Nothing tastes better than rich people's cheese.
Mm, yummy.
Did you hear Ron's fascinating story about the white bread sandwich on the plane?
I did. Yeah. I was going to recount it to Frances later. I thought that she would enjoy it. It'd be a nice little jolt for the afternoon. Mm. Ron was on the plane, girl, and they gave us sandwiches with just plain old white bread. What?
No condiments.
Not even a pretzel bread or a rye, maybe.
Oh, and there's no mustard or mayo. Yeah.
And on American, I'm just saying I think this is a racist plot. There's something. It's part of the white supremacy infecting America. Who serves just a white bread sandwich? What is going on with the return of white bread?
Are you sure? You sure you want on one of the DeSantis planes?
DeSantis planes.
I don't know, but at Avis, I looked at my car and it had shock, shock, shock. Florida plates. I almost returned it because it was like I can't drive around Los Angeles in a car that has Florida plates.
I didn't even know Avis was still around.
Well, I got to tell you, they shouldn't be because my car had all kinds of electronic problems. But we're not going to talk about that because we're focused on sandwiches.
Oh, my God. Please give me the rope to hang myself again. Frangela, here's my favorite. Besides all the magic and brilliance you bring to the Sexy Liberal Tour and the glee audiences feel when they see you live, is that this is the first time on the tour that somebody, I'm not going to say who, Angela, actually, I remember, I don't know where we were, but just went, shut up, Ron! I don't remember why, but it was, oh my God, it was like years, it was backed up in me for years. I don't remember why.
I don't remember either, but I do remember losing it. I have moments.
Why was it? I don't remember, but it was, oh God, it was so cleansing for all of us. It was like a colon blow for my soul.
You get tense. You get tense on tour. You can get a little crusty.
But now we have a wonderful relationship.
Right.
We do.
Yeah, you worked it out.
In New York and Los Angeles, and it's been...
it's the best marriage, y'all. I'm going to tell you something. This is
really
the best your marriage has ever been.
It really improved the marriage.
This is the best your marriage has ever been.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really
Can I just say, you guys are the, you know, my backup and my blackup. Like, you're my, you know, my like, friends. Like, I just know, that was for me, Angela. I know that it was backed up. Because you were there every time Ron calls or texts me, either... when we're supposed to be in the lobby and I'm rushing to get ready to go down. Okay, you're supposed to be here in 5 minutes. And I'm like, I know.
An elevator.
Right.
He's texting.
Or has he ever, without fail, not texted me while we're in the security line at the airport and knocked my airline ticket off my phone?
Right.
Okay, are you through security? Yeah. And
Think he's watching you. I think he knows exactly where you are. In
right.
Story. Yeah. Yeah. No. He's got that life 360 like my husband has on our child. Like, so wherever you are, he knows. He's like, oh, Stephanie's coming down the elevator.
This will be funny. I'm going to text her 911 while she got that coffee precariously balanced on her bag.
No, 18 years. Every time, 5 to 10 minutes before I'm supposed to be in the lobby. Okay.
Where are
just
you?
Calling to know if you know what time it is. I'm like, yes, it's the time where I'm trying to gather all my stuff to get down in the lobby in time. Anyway, Angela, I'm just going to say that shut up, Ron, was for me. I don't know where it was. I don't remember what city.
Do you know the good news? The good news is we can have that whole scenario
tomorrow
happen
night.
All over again, you know, right here.
Sexy liberal music. Yes. Pam's going to be there, Frangela. Steph, I'm so excited to see you guys tomorrow night. I bought my ticket for my iPad to watch and later, and a ticket for my honey on her computer so we could watch together live on the big screen. She has not seen you, and I have already twice in person. It'll be great to have all of you and the mooks at my house.
Yay.
Pam, with a pay-per-view ticket, right?
Pam,
at home. You can wear your at-home COVID clothes. You can do it naked.
And every time you buy a ticket, a black person is made happy and whole.
Yes.
Kind of like an angel.
A black angel gets its wings.
There you go.
Right? That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what you should be doing.
Yeah. Frangela is a black-owned business, I will have you know. Blackity, blackity, black.
We own all this.
All of it.
Well, I mean, we rent it, but...
Okay, final word, idiot.
But we have leases.
Sexy Liberal Podcast Network, live on stage tomorrow night. Frangela Live is just... it is barely survivable. You know who can testify? Kevin in Chicago, who just saw them. It's Sexy Liberal Chicago. Hello, Kevin. 2, 3.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Frangela is black?
I know.
We are colorblind here at the Stephanie Miller Show. The Sexy Liberals don't see color. Except the white bread.
Well, I wanted to call for a few reasons. I wanted to say break a leg tomorrow at the LH Save Democracy Tour show. I know it's going to be fabulous. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet.
Thank you. Ron urges you to buy the T-shirt at StephanieMiller.com or SexyLiberal.com. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And if you can't be there, obviously get the virtual. I know you have been seeing it, but I am just confirming that everyone will enjoy themselves.
Yes.
I have to say, during the telling of the sandwich story. Hi, Ron.
Hello.
during the telling of the story, so... As you're talking about like the rope and everything, I just had this vision of Archie Bunker miming like opening the pill bottle or loading the gun, and every time Edith told a story.
We will ask Meathead about that tomorrow night.
That's
Rob
right.
Reiner.
Yeah,
those were great moments. His object
oh God,
work,
yeah.
loading the gun. Like
yeah, Travis's legs were just swinging in the wind yeah. halfway through the sandwich yeah. story. Yeah.
Well, and speaking of Travis, hi Travis.
Hi.
I really enjoyed your podcast on your interview with Bob Setska.
Oh my god!
I was able to listen to it in its entirety.
Oh,
it
god.
It did get me all the way my drive from
that,
Chicago
that was
to
like
Miami.
The sandwich story, but spoken entirely. In
did
nerd.
You understand a single word of it though? That's the most important thing, Kevin.
Most of it. It was a long 8-hour yeah. drive.
But did you cut Bob off?
I did.
What happened?
Did they get through the entire Marvel and whatever the other DC universe?
Do you know what's surprising? Two things surprised me. One, they were not able to cover absolutely everything.
It's
and two, I am shocked at Travis's restraint, and I congratulate you
yeah.
for not dropping several F-bombs on the Stephanie Miller show.
All right.
Oh, yeah, there's
you got a little potty mouth.
Oh, yeah, no, I use yeah. them strategically.
Yeah. Oh, he's like a Fleet Week sailor. Yeah.
yeah.
He's a village person, yes. Fleet Week sailor. All right, Kevin,
blush.
This has been fantastic. Thanks so
I
much.
I get a hi.
Love you.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Kevin.
Playing hard to
why,
get.
Why okay. are we all like little sad foster children this
yes,
morning?
Yes, we are.
I didn't get a hi.
I didn't get a hi.
I know what you're asking. It's like asking for ice cream in the back seat. I know what you want. You want What the Hell, Herschel. And here it is, this week's episode. What the hell, Herschel? Is this a bike? This is better almost than the sandwich story, but it's about bikes.
Wow. This is, I don't, yeah.
Okay. I am pre-ashamed. Okay. I haven't even heard
be.
It yet, and I'm ashamed.
That's like prepaying? Okay.
Here we go.
Well, here we go.
Don't let him ride your bike no more, Senator. Get that saddle off your bike and straighten your bike up. You letting that president ride your bike. You doing everything they tell you to do. Hey, let me tell you, I don't dance and sing for nobody. I never have. I'm from Wrightsville, Georgia. The Lord has washed me in the blood of Jesus. So right now, I know I represent Georgia. And when I come out, I'm ready to represent Georgia today.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
I don't...
Would you like to pick
all,
that apart like a big biscuit?
So this is the thing. I think this fake badge thing is getting worse
yeah.
by the day.
Yeah.
Because now he thinks he's already a senator, it sounds like.
Yes.
So it's like he thinks he's already got that. Does anybody know about this bike metaphor? Like, maybe am I just not culturally literate?
I think he was calling Raphael Warnock a tap dancer.
A bike walk? Well, what's the bike riding that I don't understand?
He said, I don't.
No. The biggest shooker and jiver talking about he not the dancer?
Yeah.
No.
Whoa, look down at your feet. Can you not hear the clickety-clack of the tap dancing?
No, that is like Aunt Jemima being like, you don't know, you know, everybody else's biscuits are really good. Like, that doesn't even make sense. No. He is, let me tell you something. That is a trip. Well, but you do have to say, Francis, he tap danced, made biscuits, made sure his master's feet were nice and warm and toasty,
I know.
Said that at the same time. That is a one-man show. That is a... he's all of vaudeville.
I would just like to point out, wasn't it a couple weeks ago when he had his fried chicken stand?
Yes.
Yeah, that was awful.
During that, he talked about how he would
dancing.
Dance
yeah.
and stand on
he
his
would,
head
he for people to take people.
For people to take yeah. photos with. Yeah. So now he's saying that he's
never done
that.
Let me tell you something. Consistency is not a hobgoblin of his. He has no problem.
You know, I feel like Francis gets a little bit smaller with every Herschel Walker story. Her soul shrinks.
It does.
Just
you
like
know,
half the size of the little poltergeist lady.
Well, we
with
do have
every Herschel Walker story.
We've got more Herschel.
I know we do. We'll have to wait for that. We have to take a... Okay.
I collect little mammies. Little mammies. I'm showing one. If you're on Free Speech TV, you can see it. I collect little mammies. And for me, it's a way for me to remember this country's history.
Yeah.
And never get it twisted, right?
Right.
And so but they're around here. I take them down usually or move them out the way so people don't have to be affronted with them so early in the morning. This is the one I named Herschel.
You should do like I do with my Legos on my Instagram and just take a mammy and take photos of her everywhere.
Yeah. Do you have an extra for Francis?
That's what Herschel is.
That's a really good account. Yeah.
Do you have one to send to Francis? Because I feel like in her eyes, she's a little dead inside now. Just that was one too many Herschel Walker sound bites, and it's, yeah.
They just get worse.
Be over.
Yeah, it just, I mean, he's going to straight up tap dance. Like, it's just not, he is, and we all know it. He's going to come out one day. I swear, I'm waiting for the KFC tie-in. Like, I just can't.
All right, we have the Stephen Colbert prank call to Herschel.
Yes.
To ask for his help in an investigation.
I heard about this.
Okay, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Fridays with Frangela, that's what it is, brought to you by Jen Yussel.
Oh.
Why, Ron? Because people post like 10-year-old, like 10-year anniversary sexy liberal pictures. Jen Yussel, cheating. It's what it is. It's cheating.
Yeah, I'm freshly Jen Yussel this morning.
Taking pictures of all those people tomorrow night at the meet and greet. You're going to want your face to look good.
Right. This is, it's like a filter, but it's, I'm telling you, the under eye, the morning radio package, under eye and dark circle creams, amazing. Right now, only $25 for Jen Yussel. What?
Whoa!
Ron, you look shocked. Why? Because we are offering our personal shopper concierge service, and that's why they're offering all of their bestsellers for only $25. That is a ridiculous discount. Does that almost makes you seize up, doesn't it, Ron? That's
you want to look good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You can get your own personal shopper on top of it, right? No login, no passwords. You can text. You can email from your couch, right? And there you go. $25 for the most effective skincare in the world. Take care of all your skincare needs. I'll go show you my display. We revolve, right? We have the XV cream. We have the retinol cream. We have the neck cream. Oh, it's in your little baggie. Look at you. He has the Manzas cream. Okay. Immediate effects, guaranteed results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. Go to genucel.com/Stephanie. That's GENUCEL.com/Stephanie. Every most popular package automatically upgraded to free shipping. genucel.com/Stephanie.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bombas makes socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do they feel so good? Well, because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovation like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. It's better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over and over again. How does Bombas do good? Well, for every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back to those in need. So far, Bombas has been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that is bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good, and it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie at checkout, Stephanie. At bombas.com. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives? These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. You don't want your dog eating that. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he has helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for this savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Ah, oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I get it. For Rich Uncle Moneybags, who has now fled the interview. He fled the interview.
He almost tripped over the step.
I know. I almost got the life insurance money.
I know.
Damn. Oh, he's still standing. Oh, well. Okay, Krista in Pasadena. So excited to see Frangela live tomorrow. Hi, Krista.
Hi. How are you guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to come and see you guys. I have not been able to see one of these shows yet.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, yay.
The little old lady from Pasadena is coming. Everybody,
that's right. Yes,
she's younger than you.
Definitely aged over this COVID experience.
Yeah, so, haven't we all?
Well, we're gonna make you laugh and laugh and forget every one of those COVID years, girl.
I am so excited. So I do have. I got my booster. I even got a flu shot the other day just to make sure.
Me too.
That I'm prepared.
Me too. Yep. Yeah.
You know. So
it's like shopping
to,
now.
Make sure that they do that.
Yes, five shots is the new 800 credit score. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So I hope that, are you guys actually checking cards? Because I feel like nobody actually checks them, and I, kind of want to show mine off.
I don't think they're checking cards, but they're encouraging.
Huh. Yeah, vaccine and masking is, yes, encouraged.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
we can't wait.
So I'm excited. I'm excited to see you guys. I got to meet you guys at your last Free Speech TV.
Oh.
Before the pandemic, and then we did it a couple times on Zoom.
That's right.
So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, Free Speech TV daytime drinking that we disguise as a lunch.
That's right.
Yes. All right.
We came back some penicillins together.
That was a lot of day drinking.
All right. Love you, Krista. See you tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right. There she goes. All right. Do we have time? No, we don't have time. But, now you're going to have to wait for your next What the Hell, Herschel. But let's talk to Kate. What? Kate in Milwaukee will be their pay-per-view, I assume. Hello, Kate in Milwaukee.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so excited. We will be there. Ooh. We're looking forward to seeing Rob Reiner, and it's going to be a great time. And Frances, I miss you. You are the best car ride friend ever.
Thank you. Hi, Kate. Please hug and kiss Scott and Seamus for me.
That's my favorite story, Kate, is that Frances offered to put a name tag on at Karen's potluck.
Oh, my God. We walked in, and people were like, they took double takes, like, wait, what? Who's that? And I was like, everybody's like, well, why are you so late? I was like, well, we had to bring the guest of honor. And people were like, ah.
You know how you know I love you? I'm going to slam you into heartbreak right now, just like Karen.
That's okay. I have a headache already. It's all good. Love you guys.
I love you. 29 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, torrential rains flooded parts of California's Sacramento County on Sunday. County spokesman Matt Robinson.
We did have to break out boats through our firefighters and sheriff deputies to go out and to try and find people who were trapped in their cars.
There were New Year's attacks on New York City's finest, says CBS's Charlie DeMar.
Just blocks from the iconic ball drop, three NYPD officers were injured in a machete attack. An officer shot the 19-year-old attacker. All are expected to survive, and authorities are investigating.
Ukrainian officials say the country's air defense systems shot down 20 drones above Kyiv as Russia sent in waves of unmanned aerial vehicles aimed at critical infrastructure. The BBC's Hugo Bocega.
The latest attacks happened shortly after midnight in the first hours of the new year and happened here in Kyiv and in many other cities away from the front lines.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
We're going to resist defunding the FBI. We're going to defend good law enforcement, and we're doing that. We have a plan to give you safer streets. The other side has a ploy to use crime and really race to try to win an election. That's what's at stake. That's one of the differences between mainstream Democrats and MAGA Republicans. This is a choice between whether we go down these dark roads where we are dividing people one against another. That's an old playbook. It's a dark one. It's won some political races through history, let's be honest. But that's what's at stake.
Yeah. Sean Patrick Maloney, Fridays with Frangela. He makes some really good points. I mean, I keep saying they aren't bothering with a dog whistle anymore. It's a dog foghorn, right?
I mean, it's... I don't know if I mistakenly somehow watched a Dodgers game. And all of the ads... almost every commercial break was this absolutely disgusting anti-immigration ad that was like, I thought it would have been an SNL parody.
Right.
Because they literally say they are taking your jobs. They are criminals and rapists. Like there's no, it was absolutely amazing to me. And I remember being upset about Willie Horton being darkened.
Right.
And I'm like, this is like straight up lynch mob talk.
Yeah. Did you see any of the video of the, what is it, Ron DeSantis's election integrity force that
we talked about it this week on The Final Word.
Mm-hmm. So it's all people of color that he makes a big show, he has a big press conference, uses human props again. And by the way, these are people that thought they could vote. They were told to vote
by the parole officer.
Were given their registration form, one man said, by the probation officer parole officer.
Yeah, and there's no video of the white residents of the village who committed election fraud voting for Trump twice, right?
No, I mean, and they had to take a civics class.
Yeah. But Ron DeSantis is just outwardly using brown people as human props. Mm-hmm. It's so disgusting, mm-hmm. whether it's, the migrants he shipped to Martha's Vineyard or this latest thing, right?
The GOP just keeps on saying more, feed us more. We love this. This is wonderful. This is exactly what we want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And people, you have to prove them wrong. And prove them wrong.
We were talking off air just about Kanye West, and Tucker Carlson gave him almost his whole show.
Yeah,
gave him a platform of almost an hour. And we were saying edited out like a lot of the anti-Semitic stuff. And apparently Fox News was freaked out that footage leaked. Right?
Kanye West is mentally ill.
Yep. Yeah.
And what if you sat here and gave a mentally ill person a platform, we would all call you out, Stephanie. Everybody out here in this world will be calling you out. Tucker Carlson is sitting there and allowing somebody who's mentally ill.
That's right.
Yeah.
To promote some of the worst ideology simply because he's black.
Yeah.
No, he is a cover for their racism. He's like, look, it's okay to be racist. This black person is.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Frangela. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Frangela.
Good morning.
And, two quick things. I'm going to talk about, Herschel, but I just want to say the first thing. Would you talk about Fox Noise and Sucker Carlson and the Florida governor and so on? The horrific thing, though, that we can't cover up is that it works. It wouldn't mean anything if the crap they pull didn't work. So, unfortunately, enough of our fellow Americans are all in with this stuff and believe it. And that's one of the reasons why we would have to sweat this election, which is disgusting. But getting to Herschel, it takes a lot of, I've said before, I think we do this to each other too much, in terms of calling people toms and sellouts. So I normally don't do that. But in Herschel's case,
you'll make an exception. Yes.
Yes. This is the type
Kevin,
of brother.
I don't like it.
Yeah. And this is the type of brother that would make Stephen from the Django walk and say, get your Uncle Tom ass out my face. I mean,
As Carlos said, he's Uncle Tom's uncle.
And the thing that makes me upset is that he is the poster boy for the stereotype of what these type of people usually, they would hold up for Herschel, a big, biscuit-eating, mush-mouth-talking, unintelligent individual who slings a lot of babies all over the place, unwed. They would use him as the poster boy of the type of black person you're not supposed to be like. And yet they just...
And he puts it on. You've heard him do it. In the middle of a discussion, he will amp up the pancake yep. making. It
yeah,
starts
the call switching. The call switching in the other direction.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he'll go from never sounding absolutely intelligent or sane, but he'll go from sort of this voice to ooh child in like record time.
So
and it's nobody enjoys calling him out, but yeah. this is the thing I have learned in my life, my short, very young life, is that not addressing other people's bad behavior does not make you good.
Yeah. I know Donald Trump has set a new, I don't know if it's a bar, but the lying. The badge is just one of the things, yeah. but it's just, I have heard interviews of voters on the ground. Like you think, oh God, if we hit some kind of, cause they're like, oh, he's a liar. I mean, and some of these were even Republican yeah. voters. They were, cause he's just, I mean, if it's possible to be worse than Trump about more and more outrageous lies and then lies on top of lies, okay.
It's sad because he's not even getting money, as is typical of like plastic and zirconia. They're the same thing. Like be allowing themselves to be used and they're not even getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Right. Like they're not even Trump gets paid. Yeah. Okay. For his lying and his grift. And he is on it 24/7.
Yeah.
But they're just getting used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was so I haven't heard this yet, but this is they called from Stephen Colbert's show to ask him to investigate.
On Paramount Plus, there's a show called Tuning Out the News. It's Stephen Colbert's an animated news parody show.
Right.
And they tried calling Herschel, and he picked up the phone.
Okay.
Hello,
Mr. Walker. Hey, this is James Smartwood from Big News. Do you have a second to chat?
What paper are you with now?
It's Big News. Basically, what I wanted to do was I wanted to report a crime. I left my window down in my car last night. Someone stole my laptop out of the passenger seat, and so I'm just trying to figure out if there's any way in your, you know, as someone who's a law enforcement person, if there's any way you could take a look at it.
Well, I tell you what we'll do is we'll report your thing and all that and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be great, but what we'll do is you've got a number I can call?
Yeah, sure. One second. It's
Wait, let me get this.
Sure. No, I mean, if it is something you could take care of, is it something where you could go down there and kind of get some fingerprints, check out the security cameras and all that?
You said
mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm just trying to, the main thing though is I want to get to this laptop. Is there any chance you could hop in the squad car, you know, flick on the siren, come down here, and maybe like go undercover or something?
What can you do? Can you do anything?
No, I mean, I'm not actually in, you know, I think that's, I don't have the authority.
Let me call you this number here.
That sounds great. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I gave him the wrong number. Yeah. I don't want him having my number.
Oh, absolutely not.
That you know what I think what Herschel's discovered here is that what I'm going to say, I don't think 911 does this enough. I don't think they say, what can you do?
Exactly.
enough when people call. When they say, I'm having an emergency, something's breaking, they go, but what can you do? Let me not take your agency. What can you do?
As people have done a lot of sketch comedy. It just pass parody this midterm like a long time ago. Did you see the thing with the other?
I was on the phone to Angela the other day. I said, I don't know what we're going to do.
We're trying to write a set, and then he's doing material that's so much better.
Did you see
that's
him
so
with the big the Buford Pusser sheriff that he did? You know, I was like, is this real? That they're both standing there with the. Okay.
And I love him being like, and you know, yeah, I'll do that. We'll do all that and all that. That's what the police work is and all that. That's how it works. You just go, we're going to do and all that. And then what can you do? why does he also always sound like he just woke up?
Right.
Like,
always.
Always.
I'm going to tell you, you know why? And it's enough. And I said this off air and I'll say it on air. When this man passes away, yep. And they are able to look into his brain and know that he had CTE.
Yeah.
That is why he sounds like he just woke up, Angela. That is why he held a gun to his wife's head.
Well,
that is why he's running out here. One of the reasons that he's able to be manipulated by the GOP is because there is something wrong with him. And we refuse in this society to do anything about it, just like Kanye West.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you got to remember that when people, Black Lives Matter and the George Floyd protests, we are all still there. All of us, all of those people, all of us marching, yeah. all of those people supporting those marchers, the moms and the dads with their lawnmowers, all that, we are all still here. They just don't put the mic in front of our
yeah.
faces.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to pick a most offensive thing Kanye said, but that George Floyd died of fentanyl. Which is just a right-wing talking point. Yeah. And so I'm glad his family's suing, you know?
Yes!
Because we saw it. He died of 9 minutes on his neck. That's what, you know, it's just...
Stephanie?
Yeah.
The trauma this country, the world went through watching that. How dare... It is in the same caliber as, what's-his-face, who just got sued for $1 billion... saying that Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Alex Jones.
Yeah.
No, yeah, thank you. Alex Jones.
Yeah.
It's, you know what? It's in that same thing. To sit there and say that after we watch this man put a knee in this man's neck for, you know, in an interminable amount.
That's your alarm to get up for Stephanie Miller.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, you think you're on in 15 minutes, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
But we're on in our sleep. We're that good. Not even awake. I am
my
so
favorite
sick of this country using Black people this way. I cannot even tell you.
My favorite thing of the week was the picture of Val Demings with her badge going, "This one's real.
This is real."
And then bitch slapping Marco Rubio into the middle of the next election cycle.
Ooh,
right?
Ooh, I would give anything if you have money to give to these campaigns.
Black women.
Ooh.
Let's talk about Stacey Abrams. Let's talk about Val Demings. Let's talk about our sister running in Iowa for governor.
Jeer.
North Carolina.
Oh, my God. I'm so – it's my sister's district. She's campaigning for Sherry Beasley. Oh, my God. I'm so praying on that one. She is so fantastic, and she's up like 1 point now. I mean, it's yes. neck and neck. Yeah.
And don't trust this polling because Hillary would be president. Remember that.
Right.
like they want to keep this looking tighter than it is. I really, and I know I tend to be a little naive about this, but I do not believe that this country, we watched these protests. We watched how people, I do not believe that anywhere near a majority of this country wants this country to be that. I really don't.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I think it's a lot closer than you think.
Yeah. I think, listen, you know what I think? I think we're going to save democracy tomorrow night is what I think.
Okay.
Sexyliberal.com.
Again.
Save democracy tour. Again. You're welcome. Okay. Get your tickets now. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Ding, 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 ding. What's in that there?
Vital Reds from Dr. Gundry.
Dr. Yep. Gundry. We got to talk to him this week. He's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He's a renowned heart surgeon, but he's done like the massive amounts of research. He had one patient that like cleared his own arteries by losing a ton of weight and changing up his diet. And a lot of the stuff that's right in here. You've watched me stumble across Amazon going, what has happened?
Do I buy a multi?
Right? Everything. B vitamins, probiotics, everything you need right in there. 25 unique red superfoods to help fight fatigue, boost energy, keep your heart healthy, and support longevity. For a limited time, save up to 46%. Try it with Mama. EnergyAtAnyAge.com/liberal. I am 1,000 years older than when we started this tour. And look at me, still going.
That's right.
EnergyAtAnyAge.com/liberal, even if you're lying about your age. Nobody here.
Who would do that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Or you can text liberal to 511-511. Start feeling revitalized today. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out or go right to EnergyAtAnyAge.com/liberal.
Wow, yes, yes, I love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good.
and it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most. Like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit getvaccineanswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Blend. Nature's Blend. It's Nature's Blend by Dr. Marty.
Yes.
Pioneer in canine nutrition for 11 billion years.
Yeah.
Just saying he's been doing this a long time.
He knows what he's doing.
Right. Some of the most common ingredients in many dog foods, meat meal. It was in the dog food I was feeding for years. I thought it was a great food. Ew. Yeah. It could be supermarket scraps or
burnt,
you know,
meat dust,
bristle,
wood pulp. Okay, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw dog food that contains zero artificial preservatives, fillers, or meat meal. It is made with premium cuts of meat. Mm-hmm. That's the first four ingredients, meat, and more meat.
Yep.
Okay.
Different kinds of meat. Thank you. Okay. It is all designed to support your dog's playful energy, healthy skin, silky coat, easy digestion, which is code for fantastic poops.
Yes.
Nice firm ones.
Nice and solid.
It's very exciting. Okay. Nature's Blend is pantry safe. It's easy to prepare, and they love it, love it, love it. For a limited time, save 54% off your dog supply of Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. 53 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela, Sexy Liberal, Los Angeles. Tomorrow night, you can watch a pay-per-view from anywhere in the world at sexyliberal.com or come out and see us live here in L.A. with Rob Reiner, Glenn Kirshner, who's right in the next room there.
He's actually on your weight machines working out right now.
Of course he is. Ow.
How many people are staying at your house?
Yeah, it is a Benny Hill episode. It really is. There's a lot of large-breasted women, a lot of slamming doors.
It's a backstage farce.
Yeah.
Glenn ran into rich Uncle Moneybags coming in.
Yeah.
So that's already happened.
Slamming doors. Right. Exactly. Okay. We always hurt the ones we love the best, Frangela, and that's why I must inflict QAnon Veronica on you, Lauren Boebert.
This one's just special, this
okay.
first one.
All right.
I just want to start really with two words. Let's go, Brandon.
Two words?
That's three words.
That's three
and
words.
Also, that's nice. That's where we are in politics is, you know, the president is pretty much their platform.
But she segued. Yeah. She segued into this, though. That's what's even more impressive. She segued.
Because we just heard Herschel tell us how he's bathed in Jesus's
right,
blood.
And she just said, "Let's go, Brandon," which we know is code for.
Right. Okay.
In all seriousness, there is a calling on each and every one of you to be involved and to rise up. It is an honor to serve in this time. I believe that. Many of us in this room believe that we are in the last of the last days.
Oh, God.
And that's not a time to complain. That's not a time to grumble, to be dismayed, to be disheartened, but a time to rejoice. You get to be a part of ushering in the second coming of
God.
Jesus.
They want it. They want the second coming. They want the world
desperate.
To end.
I'm telling you, this is, we said, I talked about this. On our podcast, it's this born again, I have no sin, I can do no wrong mentality that everything that I've ever done wrong has been pushed to the side, and now I'm a warrior,
right.
You know?
This but those of us who went to Catholic school know better.
We know better!
There is no
12
such
years,
thing as redemption.
12 years hard time. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You don't get to redeem yourself. You don't get to say, okay, my slate's clean. That's not how it works, even if you are white.
See,
that isn't how it
but
works.
But them blowing up Social Security and Medicare kind of makes sense if you're running on a rapture platform. That's
right.
We're not gonna
going
to need it.
Bye-bye. Yeah, why would we need it?
I need people to stop critiquing, and not stop critiquing, because I think we should be open to a critique and listening to ourselves and learning, but to just stop the messaging issue that I keep seeing on the news, like, oh, it's the Democrats. Are they messaging right? Are they messaging right? There's one message here. These are fascist, crazy people. These are fascist, crazy, anti-Semitic, right. You know, racist, crazy people. Like, that is the issue. Do you want to live in a country that's an actual democracy in any way?
I just
do you want people making health decisions for you based on their religious perceptions?
Right. I mean, I keep saying the midterm is about objective reality. It's about objective reality. It's like, you know, election deniers, you know, vaccine, COVID deniers. The people that think women should not be able to control their own bodies. This could not be a starker choice, could it?
No, not at all. But see, this is what gives me hope. Things like that racist conservative dating app they tried to start and they couldn't get any women on it.
They couldn't get their own women on it.
Because this is the thing.
Young women were like, no, we don't like you.
Because they talky-talk one talk, and then they go in the booth and vote to protect their own bodies.
Yeah.
That is what's happened in the past. And I believe that that is going to happen again. But that is not a reason to not get every single... Don't let me find out you didn't vote.
Well, don't let
me find it out.
Listen, can I... You know how you just like... what did you say? Did you pre-apologize? You felt pre-ashamed.
I was pre-ashamed.
Yeah, I would like to pre-apologize if white women this up again, but don't, because I thought I saw one poll saying women going back towards Republicans. I'm like, no, you can't. This cannot happen. Right? I mean, we are fully on in the Handmaid's Tale with story after story. I have got to believe in a pink tsunami for Democrats, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, and they're going to challenge it. So I got my text from the Secretary of State saying my vote was counted and I was on my way to check it. I was like, good, thank you. Now I don't have to check it. Thank you. But I'm going to check it every day.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep checking.
Yeah.
Don't let these people take your vote.
Sexyliberal.com. Get those tickets to see Frangela live tomorrow night at the Sexy Liberal finale. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
Tomorrow.
Glenn Kirshner next.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.